Hello, everyone, and welcome to The New Yorkers, a podcast by New York City Cop. I'm your host, Kelly Cop, published photographer, New York City tour business owner, real estate content creator, podcaster, and above all else, a New Yorker.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
With me today, I have Dr. Mickey Blank. She is a photojournalist, digital creator, and a New York City expert, bringing you the latest in entertainment news from New York City. But above all else, she is a New Yorker. And I have to add, she's also my very good friend who I have known for years.
Oh, Kelly.
Aw. Welcome to the show, Mickey. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm great. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
I am so happy to have you here. It's just such an honor that you said yes.
Of course.
And we had a good time having dinner last night, so thanks for dinner. It was so good. Yes, so thank you for dinner.
We were fixed in Facebook.
Oh, yes. I thought I was hacked. Well, I kind of almost was
hacked. Kelly was super stressed. I don't know if you ever seen Kelly stressed, but that was a sight.
It was. I was sweating, and then Mickey and her husband.
Yeah.
Moshi, yeah. Helped me last night.
Hopefully we'll help you.
Yeah, well, you did, you know, and, you know, Moshi went through my computer. He's really smart about that, too.
Well, that's what he's doing for a living.
I don't know exactly what he does. Well, I was impressed.
Engineer.
Yeah. Oh, good. Makes sense.
Yeah,
I mean, and hopefully he, you know, I think he did. You guys gave me some...
Sense of security,
because it was...
It's such a violation for somebody to break into your Facebook page, which is basically we worked on it for you and I, you know. So for so many years, and it's like your essence, and somebody breaks into it, it's very scary.
And, you know, and we've grown our audience that we love, you know, and they're so amazing and loyal.
They're like our family,
they're
right?
Our family. Yeah. Yeah, we've created this community.
Yeah.
You know,
and we call them every day or out the day, doing the live, checking with everybody.
Yeah. So, and I knew you understood 100%, and so do our listeners, because they follow us, because they know.
Yeah, they know us.
They know us.
For many years. Can you imagine?
Speaking of, how long have we known each other? I'm thinking...
You know when we went, I think it was the snowstorm. We went to Central Park and we were filming. And I think you took a photo of me with a rainbow umbrella.
That's right.
That was the... Yeah. That was the first time. I think it was like 2016?
That's one of my favorite photos that I've ever taken, Mickey.
Yeah. And I brought it because I'm like, oh, I want the umbrella with all the white of the snow. And then we met and I'm like, oh, are you Kelly Cowboy?
And that's
we met
in
Central
and
Park.
I'm like, you're Mickey.
And well, Moshe was there.
So your page is Mick NYC, but it used to be
New York Live with Mickey.
Right. So you just changed your name.
Because I used to do live videos.
Right.
So it was my thing.
Right.
But then I switched. So
right.
I'm like, and I also like it shorter.
But you know, every time I post that photo, still to this day, people love.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
It's like the
so
rainbow. Now, thank you for taking the photo and creating the memory.
A collaborative effort that we didn't even know that we did.
Yeah. so good.
Yeah, it was a beautiful... That was one of my favorite snowy days that we haven't had
since. Because
we
don't have any more snow days. We have like, what,
one
a year?
Nothing is just like this.
Like, there's a little bit of snow, like, oh, it's snowing.
Yeah, we're all going crazy.
Oh, we have to go film it.
Yep, I'm setting my alarm for like 3 snowflakes.
I know, and yeah, exactly.
You know?
And we all get excited, but it's nothing. We used to have like ice plates. On the river.
Yeah.
And they're like, it's freezing. And where is that?
Never.
It's gone.
I mean, it's almost gone. Like we don't even expect it. We don't even anticipate having any type of winter, so to speak. It might be cold, but it won't
be
snowy.
And it's not that cold even anymore.
Well, tell us about you. Where were you born? And when did you move here? And
I was born in the most controversial place on earth, aka Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And I left in 2013 to do my postdoc, and I never went back.
And do you visit often or not?
I used to visit, but ever since October 7, I did not set foot.
Yes, understandable. I'm sorry to the way the world is just.
It's listen. After I moved from Israel to here, it took me, I think, like 4 years at least to stop looking behind my back if something, or when I go to the subway thinking it's gonna explode. It took me a long time, and like going inside the mall, I'm like, how can people walk inside the mall with big bags? Nobody looking in these bags.
So that's what Israel. That's what does yes, Israel have a subway?
Scary. Like when I grew up, like you had buses exploding like everywhere, and you have to look for anybody that looks suspicious or anybody that has like a big bag. Like every time it's a war, imagine. It's an explosion, yeah. It's missiles, it's whatever. So coming here, I'm like, what? I'm going to the mall, nobody looking at my bag. I'm going to the subway. It's such a
huge. Does
so
Israel
many
have
people.
A subway?
No, Israel.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, and,
yeah.
And New York is so amazing with the public transportation. Israel is horrible with the public transportation. We used to have 2 cars in Israel to get around.
Right.
Now I don't own a car.
I was going to ask you if you owned a car.
No.
Yeah, I don't either. Who does?
Why? Like, use the subway. It's so efficient. It's so fast. It's so affordable. It's everything. It's amazing.
Right?
I love it.
I do too.
And it's ecological. Your ecological footprint is lower in the city. Like, it's amazing. I love
and
it.
And do you feel safe on the subway?
I feel, yeah. I use it all the time. In the midnight, early, whenever, when it's empty.
Me too.
And how can you not?
Exactly. And it's cheap.
It's cheap.
Yeah.
And it's fast. You
yeah.
don't get stuck in traffic.
Uh-huh.
Every now and then you have like a crazy person.
Yeah,
but that's like not a big price to pay, I guess.
Yes. See, I love hearing that, you know, especially from a woman who travels on the subway by herself
often. All the time.
So, yes, this is important for people
to
hear.
I love the subway. Like, it's so efficient. It's so quick. It will get you anywhere almost in the city and you're going to get her. It's
the only way I travel.
And the train that they come usually very often in this,
right.
You know, they have a...
Except the weekends.
The weekends
I live in
sometimes.
Upper Manhattan and it takes me an hour to get from Times Square.
They have renovations and they need to do some work. So sometimes it's, you know...
Yeah.
Because you're so used to it being so efficient. So one time you wait for 10 minutes, you're like, oh my God, this is horrible.
Yeah.
But even 10 minutes, you're like, if you compare to other countries, it's not that bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like in Israel, you don't even have this option. Either you have a car or you're stuck at home. Like they don't even have public transportation on Saturday. Like how are you supposed to get anywhere if you don't have a car?
I agree. When I leave New York City, I miss it instantly.
Yeah.
And I hate to say that, but I mean... I mean, the subway is a big part of, you know, traveling here in the city. And then I go to visit family and friends. I don't have a car and I don't even like to be in a car because I don't trust people texting and driving.
Yeah.
You know, so there's.
And also you cannot like in the car if you try to use your phone or read or whatever, it's like making you nauseous. But on the train, it's fine.
Yeah.
And you can stand up if you need to stand up or you can move. It's so much more comfortable.
It's funny how we all just live here in New York City. And we, you know, we squeeze together and no one cares. You know, it's a place we're all just together. We accept
subway.
That we have to squeeze into it.
But it's
and
fine,
no one
it's
ma-
so
no one cares.
Fast. It's so fast. Yeah. It's the fastest way to get around. And it's so efficient. I love the efficiency and the.
I agree. I'm glad we talked about that.
Because
I think it's important for people to hear.
I think a lot of people that when they come to New York for the first time, they kind of intimidated by the subway.
Mm-hmm.
Especially like if. Because the door can be, if you hesitate, the door can close before all your group comes in. But if you just give it time, it's like you learn it's not that. And even if the group gets break, you can just always meet at the next station.
Right.
You just make a rule that you take off the next station and the other person can go on the next train and meet you on the next station.
Right. I see
that
too.
Yeah. Just make a rule so you know where to meet
if
you
break.
That's
so smart. Like even if of a family, just a family. Say a family of four and one person
stay behind
accidentally gets shut out at that station.
Yeah.
Well, then the family in the that took off just gets off at the next station and then waits for that next train to pull off of
and
the same train.
Yes. And they're going to be the same car because they stand in the same place.
Exactly.
So that just don't move from your place and you're going to meet each other the exact same.
That's such a good point because I need to reiterate that on my pages because that's a good rule to teach people who aren't from here. Because
they're intimidated by the train. I can totally get that. Because usually people, they use their cars or the bus.
You know I was in a train crash, right?
I know. I remember that. You were on the news. You were everywhere. That was Kelly's viral moment.
But you know what? It's kind of ironic. I'm glad I was in a train crash or a train derailment because...
The core memory.
Yeah, because it taught me... How to get off a train, say there is an accident.
Oh.
I know what to do.
What
so
to
I actually
do?
Feel safer.
What do you do?
Well, you scream.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding. You don't. I mean, I didn't actually. I was very
calm.
I was very focused to get off this train, because there was a lot in this story. You know, we thought it was on fire and all this stuff, or there would be a fire.
It was pretty
But I mean, I was very focused, laser focused to get off this subway. You know, we kicked the windows out, you know, of the back door, of the door in between cars, you know, to make the story short. But I was focused. All I could think of was getting off this train and what I need to do to get off this train. And that the person that came, that I saw that come out of me in that experience, just blew me away. I was, you know, I was just like, there was nothing stopping me, and I was focused.
Amazing.
That's what I loved about that, what that situation, which is ironic to say. You know, I loved what, you know.
No, but that's good, because you know you can live up to the, you know, when you have the crucial moment, you can function.
I was thinking, I was focused. I was laser focused. And so, but that's in another episode if people want to go back and listen to that one. Like, I think it's the first one, Jay, right?
Let's take a quick break.
Hey there, I'm Bellamy Young. I'm an actor and a producer. I've been working with the global humanitarian organization CARE, and I am so excited to invite you along for my new podcast, She Leads with CARE. Each week, you'll meet some incredible women who have changed their lives and their communities.
We raise our voices for people who don't raise their voices to defend themselves.
Listen to She Leads with CARE now on your favorite podcast platform. New episodes every Tuesday.
I think about you when, like, whenever there's like something on a train, I'm like, oh, I remember that you had a like it's, I remember that.
What I do though is say if I'm on a, I was taking a like a bus out to the Bronx to see this kind of like, I can't remember the neighborhood, but it was like this Cape Cod looking neighborhood.
I can't remember the name. Oh yeah, yeah, I know the nice houses with the ocean view.
Yeah, exactly.
I know what
pretty
you
cool.
mean. Yeah,
it's, and so I just wanted to show my Facebook, my social friends on social media, whatever. And I was on this nice coach bus. It was an MTA bus, but it was a coach bus. I'm like, this is nice. So we're going out. It felt like we're going outside the city, but we weren't. We're in the Bronx. We're going over bridges and stuff, and we're cruising. And I caught myself subconsciously looking at the window that said, in case of emergency, and this is how I pulled the window out. I was so subconsciously, when I'm on public transportation, certain things, I just look to see how to, I have an escape plan
route.
or escape route. Subconsciously,
I wanted to go there. I never had a.
I like this conversation. We're just going all over the place.
You'll have a lot of editing. I told you you're gonna have a lot of editing to do.
This is awesome.
Like, am I gonna keep this part or not?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was.
Maybe you can make it too.
We had an awesome dinner last night, and we were chatting hot last night. We had like the best conversation too.
We always do.
We always. Yeah, that is true. Hence the reason you're on the podcast talking with us. So you know, I've known you for whatever since eight years.
Yeah.
You know,
been a while.
And we have a little, at that point, we had a little bit of the same type of social media. We did live videos, and photos.
And we did like landscape, New York City streets.
But now you're educating our audience about what to do in New York City. And
how to use the subway, all of that.
Exactly.
How to go from JFK to JFK.
Yeah, exactly. But now you have branched out and evolved, and now you do celebrities.
Entertainment news, yes.
Entertainment news.
Yes.
How did that start?
So we had a pandemic. We had a pandemic here in New York City.
What pandemic?
Oh, wow. Who remembers even? I was pregnant.
Oh, that's right.
I had
right.
a high
Mika.
Risk. I was
so cute, your daughter.
High risk pregnancy.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
And the city was empty. And I was covering it every day, even during the George Floyd, the protest.
Oh, yeah.
I was covering those protests. I was like 8 months pregnant then.
I remember.
And like, everybody, you're crazy. You're going. It's a pandemic. It's like riots, whatever. Yeah, I was covering it every day. And then once the pandemic was over, like, because it was empty. It was empty. I would walk Times Square. I have videos. Mm-hmm. Empty. Grand Central, empty.
Yeah.
Rockefeller Center, empty. I was like, apocalyptic, insane.
Yep, exactly.
And then when the city recovered and people start coming back, also TikTok came to life.
Oh,
right?
yeah.
And everybody became a creator, because at that point, you did not need followers to go viral.
Mm-hmm.
You could be just opening your social media, your TikTok, do one video and go viral.
It changed
insanely.
The game completely.
It's completely changed the game. Mm-hmm. And everybody coming to the city, like the thing that I got so excited by the city, because I was growing up in Israel in the kibbutz, and you know, it's like, what do you have there, right?
Right.
And you come here and like, wow, everything here is so amazing. I was so appreciative of everything that I saw here. So that's what made me, like, you know, share my excitement with my followers.
Right.
Like, people that live in New York usually do not, that grew up here, they do not have that cause excitement because they are used to it.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, coming from
it.
Somewhere which is like nothing like New York City, everything was so exciting. So I shared it. And then after the pandemic, a lot of people came here and they shared the same excitement.
Right.
And they started taking videos of everything. And it was just like, it used to be, I always give the Macy's example, the flower show. I used to cover the Macy's flower show. It used to be me and maybe two, three other people
mm-hmm.
doing it. And then after the pandemic, the first time they did it, I went there and there was like, there were dozens of people with gimbal
mm-hmm.
covering the Macy's. I'm like, what's going on here? I cannot do this any longer. I need to find a new.
I understand.
Because there were so many people. I'm like, it's insane.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's not unique anymore.
100%.
Everybody is doing that. I do not.
Repetitive.
Yes. I'm like, I know I need to find my niche.
Yep.
And I started noticing the filming set. So it's funny because I used to do live videos and sometimes I would go through the set and I wouldn't even notice. I'm like, oh, I'm walking through a set. I have to walk fast.
I did that once too.
And did you notice it?
Well, I got yelled at. They're like, it was for Sex and the City or something to do with Sex and the City.
And just like that.
Yeah, and just like that.
Oh, it was recently.
No, it was a couple years ago. But
Sarah
Jessica Parker was in
it.
Maybe one of the movies.
Brian Park.
It was one of the movies, Sex and
the
City movies. So it was a long time ago.
Oh, that's a long time
ago. And I walked through it down at Flatiron District. And I didn't even realize it.
Did you do a live video?
I was just walking, looking at my phone.
Oh, okay.
And somebody was, it was a live video. Yes, you're right. Because they even watched it. I'm like, I remember mentioning in the live video, like, I just walked through
Sex
and the City, yeah. And I just got yelled at. And I'm like, I deserved it, actually. Because I wasn't paying attention.
Because you were focusing on the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was looking down at the... I was answering my comments on my to our amazing audience.
I know.
Yeah.
No, go so ahead. I saw, but they were not filming. I'm like, I have to walk fast because they're probably about to film. But I didn't think it might be interesting or maybe I should watch it. I'm like, no, I'm just like, it's not... none of my business. I'm going to keep going. And then Mrs. Maisel was filming and they brought all these beautiful cars. I'm like, this is amazing. I love these cars. So I was just filming their recreation of the streets because they really transformed the streets.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized, they're actually filming with the actors from the movies and the series. This is even better. So, you know, it took step by step, but now I'm like standing with Jennifer Aniston, with Tom Cruise, with Brad Pitt, with George Clooney. You name the person.
Did Brad Pitt wave at you or something?
He's so sweet. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's amazing what you're doing now. I think it's really cool. Good for you.
Oh, thank you. But it looks really cool in the video and it is really cool, but it's an extremely toxic environment. I cannot stress it enough. The people in the industry.
You mean the actors?
No, not the actors.
Uh-huh.
The actors are untouchable.
Yeah.
They like they have glass all over mm-hmm. them. They have their security.
Right.
They're in your space, but they're in a whole different world.
Right.
They're not sharing. they're in a bubble.
Right.
Okay. They're untouchable. They're in a bubble. I'm talking about the paparazzi,
mm-hmm.
autographers. Fans, not all of them. A lot of them are extremely professional people that actually really do entertainment news. Some of them are mentally ill people,
right? Yeah, and it's very obviously very competitive too.
It's very competitive, mm-hmm. and for the photographers, whenever there's a set, everybody walking through will take their phone, will take the video.
Yeah,
like you are not gonna walk by a Jennifer Aniston. That and you know Jennifer Aniston and you're not going to take your phone out and record it. So basically anybody walk in there, take their phone and record it. And that's okay. That's, you know, how can you not? This is the world we live in right now. For the photographers, if you are a professional photographer with mm-hmm. a professional camera, if there's only one photographer, the money they're going to get from this shot. It can be thousands of dollars.
Right.
The minute another photographer steps in, it immediately lowers the price to a few bucks.
Ugh.
So think about it. You're a photographer. You were standing. You have this information on this set. You were there by yourself. And then another photographer shows up.
Right.
This is so frustrating for them. Mm-hmm. It literally kills their income. Instead yep. of one, only one. You need only one with you to lower your price to just five, nothing. $10, nothing. But if you were there by yourself, this would be like, it could be a whole year's salary. But that's very rare. It's very rare to be by yourself on a set. But they're still very competitive. And they try to, some of them, again, not all, to bully each other out. Mm-hmm. Like to harass people so much that they're like, okay, it's not worth it. I'm going to go.
Wow.
Yes.
Do you have prior knowledge to these celebrities?
Yes, or, I have.
So most of them you have prior. Do you?
I have all of them. I know all
of them
in advance. Yes.
So are you nervous?
Because I do not go to people's houses.
Right.
Or, like there are some photographers
bushes.
That go wait for them to pick up
yeah.
their kids, wait outside their house.
Yeah.
Go when they know they go to a restaurant. They wait outside the restaurant. Mm-hmm. No, if you look at my page, what I do, it's all promotional.
Yep.
Like the person is there to promote his movie. The person is there to
yep.
promote his new product. The person literally announced they're going to be there and you know, they're doing a promotion. So the
right.
press is part of the game.
This
me doing the video is part of the game of the PR of this movie, of this product, whatever. For the movie set, they do not like us being there, right? But they are literally the news. If Sarah Jessica Parker is filming Sex in the City, in the Flatiron or whatever, this is literally the news. Like, it's unexpectable to think that they can film there with
right.
Such a high profile.
In New York City.
In New York City. And people are like, oh, we're going to ignore it because, I don't
right.
know. No, nobody's going to ignore it. And even if people just walk by, they will take out their phones and they will take a video. And also, like, the actors are already in character. They dressed up. They're with makeup.
Yep.
They do the hair. And they're going to be on a huge screen.
Yep.
So I don't have the moral issue on that.
I was going to ask you that exact question.
No,
the moral
I do not
yeah.
have the moral issue because she's going to be on a huge screen with the DSLR
yep.
camera shooting her in her face. And
right.
I'm standing, like, you know, feet away from her,
right.
zooming in all the way to get, you know, the scene. And with all the background, with all the noise that I have. She's already going to be on camera.
Right.
She is the news. I'm a journalist. I'm sharing entertainment news. If I'm not there, I'm not doing my job right.
Right.
That's how I feel about it. And I told them many times, if you have something you don't want me to share, if you have a scene
right.
that you don't want me to share, you can always tell me, Mickey, please don't film that, and I will not film that.
Well, also, I mean, people come to New York for the first time or multiple times expecting to see celebrities and hoping to...
And they will see
yes,
them.
Exactly.
You just need to open your
filming.
Eyes.
Filming.
Like, and even
yeah.
just walking the street, I'm
yeah.
not very good at recognizing them.
Yeah,
but like,
neither.
If you go with one of the photographers, they're like, oh, here's this, here's it. I'm like, well, how do you do that?
I never noticed
some
them.
People are very professional in spotting the...
Yeah, I'm just...
Really
it's
good
rare if I see somebody. I'm not looking either. I mean...
No, but some of the photographers, it's amazing because I stand with them and they're like, oh, here's Katie Holmes. Oh,
yeah.
here's... I'm like, what? Where? And I didn't even see it. And they like already have the photo in their hand.
Well, how do you now... I mean, you have Moshe, your husband,
yes.
and your daughter.
Yes.
Your adorable little daughter.
Yes, she's 4.
How do you... juggle that now
yeah.
with, you know, being so busy because I, you know, you and I are both super busy, but it's just me and it's hard.
Yeah.
So how do you do it having a family?
It's very hard. I collapse every night. No, really. It's really hard. And I always have the struggle. Okay. I have this moment. Last weekend I had Jennifer Aniston filming. She was filming on a Saturday and a Sunday. And this is my time with my family, right? But I'm like, okay, it's Jennifer Aniston. She comes here once in 2 years.
Right.
So I have to go. But whenever I go, I have like, you know, this, how do you call it? Regrets or not regrets. Second thought.
Yeah.
Oh, I should have been staying with my
right.
family.
Yeah,
and when
same.
I stay with
yeah.
my family, I'm like, oh, I should have gone film that. So it's always a struggle.
Right.
You cannot win in
right.
the situation. You either lose time with your family
mm-hmm.
or you lose the shot.
Mm-hmm.
It's there's no way.
Just do what your gut says.
Yeah. There are always regrets. Like I'm like sometimes I regret like I didn't stay with Mick. I'm like, oh, I should have stayed. That was
right.
wrong. And so I'm like, oh, well, that yeah. was a really good one. I should have went there and covered that.
Yeah.
There's always regrets in this field. And sometimes like, okay, I'm gonna take the day off. And then I'm like, oh, why did I take a day off? I'm
yep.
supposed to.
It just amazes me because I just me and it's hard.
It's very
just,
hard.
You know,
no, people do not know like a video you see a 20 second clip
Right.
Right. But I stand there.
Right. The work you put into it.
I put hours. Yeah. I put hours because it takes time. And the actor is not really comfortable with us being there. So I'm like, okay, we're going to give them space. We're going to wait for them to be comfortable. Mm-hmm. And then when we do have, I don't have the good angle. People are blocking me. Things are blocking me. So like I literally spend hours for every clip that comes out of my hand. And people are like, oh, she was just
I completely get it. Just waiting just for me. And I don't even record celebrities. And I'm trying to get the vibe of the feel.
Waiting for the cab. Waiting for a yellow cab.
Yeah, waiting for the cab with the person walking
exactly,
the dog.
Yeah.
With, you know, to transpire all in the scene. And, you know, and it's a lot of work.
Yeah, Sarah Jessica Parker, it was like 95 degrees. It was so hot. I was there for like 5 hours. And I got 2 clips of one of 20 seconds and one.
That's I'd be like, Sarah, just call me when you're ready.
Yeah. No, because it's a lot of waiting. And she was half of the time she's in the car because it's too hot. So she's cooling down. I don't have a car to, you know, go inside. I have to, you know, if I want the good challenge, just to wait. And
she's pretty friendly, though, isn't she?
I'll tell you all the actors, all the people.
I was just going to ask you,
they're really, really nice.
Do you have favorites?
I think Zico Zaki from FBI.
Oh, I know exactly who that is.
He is, like, I filmed him once or twice, but he is so nice.
Yeah.
He's like, and Tom Cruise is like one of the nicest celebrities
you'll
ever meet.
Really? That's so awesome to hear.
Tom Cruise, I think he trained Glenn Powell from the Twisters, because Glenn came to the city a few weeks ago, and he totally had the Tom Cruise vibes. He was so friendly with everybody.
Is that like the newer actor guy?
Yeah. Yes. Listen, Tom Cruise... crew made sure everybody waiting will get an autograph or a photograph or autograph or a selfie with him. Like, I'm usually don't take selfies. I just record. I was recording Tom Cruise and then the security guy, you need to switch your camera, do a selfie mode, so you'll get the photo with Tom. I'm like, okay, I will. And I got the selfie. Like,
that's what I saw.
Yeah. So they were like literally helping people to get the moment. He was spending like 10 minutes there.
I had no idea.
Go person by person. He's so nice. And a lot of actors, they don't have the time, or you know what, they just go. But Tom Cruise, he will take the time for the fans.
How about Jennifer Aniston?
Well, Jennifer Aniston is a different story because Tom Cruise, he came here to do PR for his movie.
Yeah.
Jennifer Aniston came here to work on the set. When the actors are working on set, you're not supposed to.
Well, that makes sense.
Zero interaction, no autographs, no selfies, nothing like that. Sometimes you have the autographers, they're all professional, by the way, waiting for the actor to finish the day. And some of them, once they're offset and they finished, some of them will sign, not all of them, but like Brad Pitt did. Mm-hmm. He also took 10 minutes to sign the whole street with autographs. Some don't. So I'm like, oh, I cannot. I'm working. There's no way.
Can you tell us anybody you're not a big fan of?
Actors?
Yeah. Maybe you don't want to, I understand, but inquiring minds want to know.
I had a small argument with Timothée Chalamet.
Really?
Yes. I don't know what's going on there, but he was doing the Bob Dylan movie, and he was incredibly sensitive about anybody being on set. Usually the actors, like, they know it's part of the game. You are the news.
Right.
You are Timothée Chalamet. You are Sarah Jessica Parker. You are literally the news.
We made you, actually, in a sense.
Yeah, and you're filming in the street.
We gave you money.
You are in the city. And they were like, were fighting with even people in their houses, in their windows, taking a video. They're like shouting at them. He was not happy with me being there. And I got it from his body language. So I left, and that's why I was... never mind.
But it's interesting.
I don't know if he was in character or what's going on there, but that's the only time. And I've been doing film sets, you know, for the past 4 years. I've done like major one, like the Joker scene with Lady Gaga, which was huge.
Oh, yeah.
Every photographer in town basically showed up that moment. And usually they don't care.
Yeah.
No, she was like waving. She was really nice. And some of them, you know, they actually give the shot to the photographers because it's also PR for them. This is the game work. People talk about your movie, people talk about your show, and then they watch your show.
Right.
So this is all part of the PR. Sometimes they don't want it because it's, I don't know, a spoiler or something.
Mm-hmm. No, it makes sense.
I don't know what's going on.
Well, it's funny that we talked about Jennifer Aniston and Timothée Chalamet because I have two. I want to bring both of them up on two of your two videos that you have. So Jennifer Aniston video, you just did, I think it's six days ago you posted
yes,
it.
It
already has, as of today, almost 100 million views.
It's viral.
My max is 34 million.
Yeah.
So well, I was like, oh. That's...
But actually, my Timothy Chalamet has a billion.
Does it have a billion?
Timothy.
That's insane.
But listen, that day, that because he was filming that commercial and with Martin Scorsese. And there were, do you know how many photographers? There were like more than 20 photographers on set filming.
Yeah.
And he was doing the same scene over and over and over again. And I just kept recording. Like, I don't care. I'm recording
as long as
he's out. And then he had the accident.
The camera hit his chest.
The camera's accident.
The movie camera.
Yes, yeah. The movie. Like it was
it
supposed to, but he was not on his mark. Something was wrong there. I literally thought like somebody's going to die there because it looked so
bad.
It
hit him so hard.
It hit him really hard. And but I did not even think twice about because there were so many photographers that got it. I was not the only one getting
right.
it. There were I was literally there was
yeah.
You had to be finding a spot that nobody's gonna block you because there were so many there. But apparently I got the really good angle in it.
Yeah, it's a great video.
And a lot of people would not film this because they already got the scene so many times they were not even photographing it, right? And I think that video, in retrospect, might be the problem that Timothy has today with photography. I do not know if that's true.
Yeah.
But maybe that's the reason he was so cautious and did not want photographers on set for the Bob Dylan movie.
Really?
I think maybe because of that accident. But it was an accident. It's not his fault. It's nobody's fault. And It's human. It's human to get hurt. And even if you're Timothy Chalamet or if you're like, as your celebrity, sometimes accidents happen.
Maybe he felt it didn't make him look on point.
I do not know
something.
What it makes.
Here
what
my surmise. I don't even know.
I don't know. That's the only thing that came to mind because when he was filming that commercial, he could not care less. He was walking. He could not care less about us. Yeah. He was friendly. He was super nice. I was so impressed by him. I'm like, wow, this is such an awesome guy. And then with the Bob Dylan, he completely, everything changed. I'm like, what happened to him? And the only thing I could think of is the accident. Maybe he had a different something. Maybe, I don't know. But that's the thing that came to mind. Maybe it was not happy about that.
I did watch that movie. I probably added a lot of views to that movie. It was to that clip. Because
it's so rare.
He is like, bam, right in the chest.
Yes, it's so rare. And it's so rare to have it on set. And it's so rare to capture it on camera. I hope not. I think it's only human. And again, I'm not the only one who got it. There were other photographers who got it.
I would love to hear the behind the scenes with the camera crew and him. What happened? Like what the accident was, you know?
No, I think there was just something with the mark.
The conversation, the conversation with them.
Oh, I have the conversation. I have everything. I recorded the whole thing.
Well, the other video too is the Jennifer Aniston one. You know, that was just 6 days ago. It was like
the one that they would do with the oil.
What's funny is I saw all the New York Post and other, news sites saying Jennifer Aniston sprayed, someone threw oil on her, which, they made it look like it was like just a regular day that she's walking in New York and someone threw oil. Did you see that? Like some of the news sites are saying that it's the movie. It's the show, I mean.
Yeah. It was a movie set. And again, I was not the only one who got the shot. There was literally a Getty photographer there. They took a video with the best camera out there. He got the video of it, which is, and I just, I just use my my phone. But people rely on me. They know that if they want to know what's happening in New York City, entertainment news, who's filming, what celebrity, then it's my page.
It is your page, definitely. I go to your page for any celebrity news. But you know what? I want to talk about a great video that also, I don't know how many views it got, but it's the New Year's Eve.
Oh yeah.
Video.
Yeah.
In Times Square
when the trash. Aftermath.
The aftermath of the ball dropping in Times Square, New York City.
Yeah.
And that went viral too.
Oh, because it looks so. I'm like it's magical.
Yes.
It's disgusting at the same time, right?
Right.
So it's something, and also when you do New Year's Eve, people just you do the fireworks. You don't do the trash.
You don't do the
aftermath. Yeah, you don't do the aftermath, that particular
scene,
it was magical and disgusting at the same time, which has made it fascinating.
It was crazy and disgusting, the amount of trash that everyone who was there left behind.
But the
behind.
Trash also didn't look like trash. It looked like
confetti.
It's a lot of things at once.
Right, right.
And it's really interesting angle of this event.
It is. Yeah, it's really, I thought you did a great job.
Oh, thank you.
With that being said, let's talk about Times Square. Because people ask us questions about Times Square.
Yeah.
So let's talk about how it works to be at New Year's Eve in Times Square. And what you do. You have to get there at what time?
I'm there all day.
Say you're a guest. I mean, say you're not us. You're a person not getting the content, so to speak.
You're a person that wants to
see
the ball.
You're a person who wants to see the ball drop.
And you want to have a good spot for it.
Yeah, exactly.
So the thing is, the New Year's Eve ball drop is not just the ball drop. It's also a bunch of performers.
Correct.
Really good performers that you get to see them live for free.
Right.
Which is some of a big deal. So a lot of time the people come in, they're not necessarily coming for the ball drop. They come in for their favorite artist.
Right.
So some of them, once the artists go on stage, then they finish, they will leave with the artist. They will not even wait for midnight.
But what time?
If you want a good time, then you need to be there like 6 or 7 a.m.
6 or 7 a.m., yep. And the rumor is true that people wear diapers,
yes,
correct?
Of course. Yeah. There's no other way, because if you want to stay there until midnight, there's no other way.
You can't leave, you can't go anywhere, you can't do anything.
No, but as for food and drinks, there are vendors going by selling sandwiches.
Did you bring some people pizza, too?
I did.
I saw that.
They're like, oh, we see this hamburgers across the street. We
and you got it for them.
I got it for them.
I loved that.
And I also got some pads for them and stuff.
Well, thankfully, I'm very grateful, we're invited. So, but you're there all day.
I'm there.
What I love about it is I get there at 8 p.m. I'm there for a few hours and I leave.
Yeah.
You know.
For me, it's a whole day celebration.
Yeah. You really cover it.
I cover the whole, from sun up to sun up. New Year's Eve, it's like a 30 hours day for me. Because not only do I cover everything, I need to edit and upload everything on time.
Mm-hmm.
So even when I get home after I finish covering, I don't go to sleep until 5, 6 a.m.
Yeah, like the Halloween parade, I'm up all night too, New Year's Eve. There's some certain days of the year that I block off, even for my tour business, for a couple
of
days.
Because
it's a lot of work for us. We're up all night doing stuff. Yeah,
every day is a lot of work.
It is.
I do not have any more storage. Like you cannot even imagine the amount I pay for storage. And a lot of my videos never see the day of light
because
I have so many of them, which is unfortunate, actually. But yeah.
I completely, completely understand. So what advice do you have for anyone who wants to do what you do?
What?
Like as in doing paparazzi news? Entertainment news.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Listen, the environment is very toxic. People will try to play with your hand, with your head.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not strong enough to handle the bullying, the hustle, the toxicity,
mm-hmm.
it's just gonna make you sick. Also, I would say, so you have people that watch, they watch birds, right? Their aim is to see all bird species, let's say, in the world, right? So celebrities is the same, basically. So you have a collection, right? And you wanna get it can be very addicting. You have the information and you feel like you have to be there. And sometimes you have too much information and you just try to be in a lot of places and it's extremely time consuming. You don't sleep. You don't go. People lose their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
People lose their relationship. So because it's so addicting, people get addicted to it. People go homeless. Like I've met a few people that actually lost their jobs.
Yeah.
People that lost their partners. Because the environment is not a healthy one and it can be very addicting. You need to be a very strong person to handle all the
bad aspects. Yeah.
I try to. It's a challenge.
You are. You're a very strong person. I have kind of a question. Who's Radio Man?
Radio Man is a famous extra.
Okay. So, seems like every actor knows him.
Every actor knows him because he's been in more than 200 movies and TV series.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever there's a movie or a TV shows up, and they usually will give him a scene. So he'll be in the background, he'll be an extra on the scene. So like it's like an Easter egg in movies when you find Radio Man. Like, oh, here's Radio Man. Oh, here's Radio Man. He was just filming for Sex and the City. He had a scene with Charlotte, with Kristen Davis.
Well, it's funny because, I mean, I don't really know who he is. I just see him in your videos. Yeah. But I see every major celebrity in your videos, if they see
or stop for him,
they walk up and say, hey, and hug him.
They know him. And yeah, everybody knows him. You know, he's struggling, surviving in New York City, mm-hmm. right? New York City is very a hard place.
Right,
so
right.
Celebrities, you know, supporting him by letting him be on set, like they pay him for being an extra, or giving him the signatures, mm-hmm. which are actually, you know, that they're worth money. So,
oh, good for him. Yeah. Okay, I just didn't know. I mean, now we see him. I'm like, who is this guy? You know, so thanks
so he's
for
a very famous extra. He's the most
and are you famous. You're friends with him? Or
Yeah.
Nice. Tell us something about you that people don't know.
About me that people don't
yes.
know? I have a PhD. I'm a biologist. I came here to New York to do my postdoc at Princeton.
Right.
Which I never did because when we moved here, I got into a severe depression. And basically, my Facebook page got me out of
your depression?
Yes. It helped
really?
Me out. Yes.
So that's how you kind of started?
That's how I started.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. I was going to ask you how you started with your New York City videos.
So I'm actually a photographer. I do a lot of wildlife photographer. I even have some of my photos in National Geographic in the magazine.
Wow.
And when I moved to the city, I did wildlife photography in Central Park. Mm-hmm. And I also went to the zoos and I got some of the animals there, which also got published in the Daily Mail. So I started my Facebook page as a photography page. And from there, once they launched their live video, they launched it when we had like this huge snowstorm.
The
Snowmageddon, I think it was. I don't remember which one.
Yeah.
And I just did a live video and it was going viral and it was mm-hmm. so much fun. I'm like, oh, I'm just going to do for live videos. And then it evolved.
Oh, see, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you had a PhD, but I didn't really know how you specifically
I started with the phone and with zero connection, and I was feeling lost and like, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
And then that's it. And I just built community and, we help each other grow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's great. I'm just grateful for what we do. I'm grateful that I met you through our social media.
Yeah. It's been an amazing journey.
All those years ago with that.
All the years.
That rainbow umbrella I saw in the distance and the beautiful, where I remember we were walking down specifically the mall.
The mall, yes.
In Central Park.
Exactly.
And you know the mall, Jay? It's that straight line, the only straight line street with road in Central Park.
Yeah.
Has these beautiful American elm trees, like 11,000 American elm trees. And
they're gorgeous.
They're like a canopy. They're gorgeous.
And everything was covered in white.
And everything was covered in snow and white snow. It was a stunning, beautiful day. And I see this beautiful umbrella in the distance and I run up to you.
It was a rainbow.
Can I please take a picture of you?
Yeah.
And you guys were so awesome. And I took the picture and...
And I recognize you. Oh, I'm like, oh, you're Kelly.
Exactly. And it was, and it's so funny because it was Moshi, I think, who was holding the umbrella. And he was next to you, had his arm with you.
Yeah.
On you. It was funny. Yeah. I remember the scene. That's weird. I remember the exact scene.
It's crazy that we have been doing it for so many years. But now, like, if you look at the community, a lot of the people are like after the pandemic.
Yeah.
Like, if you look at the creators community, most of them they started after the pandemic. When the social media algorithm completely changed, that you can just create one video, like create an account, put a video and just go viral.
Yeah.
I think like 80% of them are relatively since 20.
You and I are the
original.
The originals.
The originals.
Yeah.
They're all following our footsteps.
Yeah. They are. We've been around for a long time in social media. I'm the grandfather in social media. You're young, so I'm not going to say you're the grandmother. You're the mother. So what is your favorite place to what's Mickey's favorite spot in New York City to go to?
Well, it depends on the day and the weather and all of that.
Yeah.
But,
so it can be a couple. So what's your go-tos?
Like if I need some quiet and peace of mind and to relax, it's always Central Park. And they have the conservatory garden there, which is always nice. Sometimes it can be just like a nice restaurant and a good coffee. I have a new place that I really like to go now. It's in Columbus Circle in the mall on the third floor. I don't remember the name of the...
Is it a restaurant?
Yeah, it's like a
coffee shop. Does it overlook? Central Park South?
Yeah,
and...
yeah.
Oh, I have to check it out. Yeah. But it's at the top?
It's on the third floor.
Third floor?
Yeah. And it's quiet. You usually don't struggle to get a seat there. They have really good food. They have really good drinks. I just really enjoy there. And I just started like discovering it not too long ago. I don't know why it took me so long. But it's a really nice place. And you see the park. You see Columbus Circle. And it's so quiet because the mall is not that crowded. And the restaurant, usually you can find a seat. So.
I love that area. And I love the Upper West Side too. Whole area. So many great restaurants.
We love going to Ellie's Teacup, but if you don't go there early enough, then you'll have to wait hours. So you need to go before 10 a.m.
It's still super busy.
Yeah, because they have their
Do you remember what streets it's on?
It's 73 in Broadway.
73 Broadway.
They have a few. And they have
right,
also
that's the one
the
I'm thinking
side.
About though. There's all,
yeah.
They're very also photo, on the 64. Beautiful to photograph, too.
Yeah, and they give wings and they give fairy dust to the kids.
Yeah.
And they have the amazing French toast.
Oh, I haven't had it.
Okay, this is their signature dish.
Really?
And sometimes they ran out of it. So if you go before 10 a.m., you're fine. You'll get a table. But if you come after, then you'll have to wait. So just get up early.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Thanks for that suggestion.
Yeah.
So, Mickey.
Yes?
Before we let you go here at the New Yorkers podcast, we want to know what it means to you, Mickey Blank, to be a New Yorker.
Oh, I think we talked about a little bit about it in the beginning. So it's like being a New Yorker, it's for me, it's like the being safe. I feel safe here. I walk by myself in the city. I do what I want. I even go to hostile environments where people are bullying me and I still feel like, you know, I'm safe and I can be whoever I want and that's fine. Nobody's going to judge me for who I want to be. Like when I started doing social media and I went back to Israel, people would judge me. Oh, what are you doing? You study all this time and now you're just taking videos on your phone.
Right.
Like they were like making fun of me. But here, like nobody questioned my choice of doing this. They're like, oh, that's what you want to do. Go for it. And I'm really happy I did. I feel like, you know, I'm living, like I'm really enjoying. Even with the toxic environment, I still enjoy it.
I love that.
Oh, so, yeah.
I love that your first sentence was, you feel safe.
I feel safe. Yeah.
I love it. I love it so much. That's a great answer. Thank you for joining us today for this week's episode of the New Yorkers podcast. Why don't you let everyone know where they can find you on social media, Mickey?
Hey, everyone. It's very easy because I'm the same name everywhere. It's MickMickNYC, MickMickNYC. See you there.
And once again, I'm your host, Kelly Kopp, also known as New York City Kopp across all my social media.
Please like and subscribe to New Yorkers Podcast, and you can follow the New Yorkers on social media at New Yorkers Podcast.
You can leave a rating or a comment to let us know how you're enjoying the show. We read through all your comments and DMs, so please, we would love to hear from you. Thank you, Pam Larson, Melba Robles, Zambrano, and Narita Cruz for your kind words on the last episode. If you want to be featured at the end of an episode, leave a rating on Apple Podcasts or a comment on Spotify.
And thank you, Jake Lee, Stuart Smith, and Billie Jean for your comments on Facebook.
Have a lovely day, my friends, and we will see you next Sunday.
Goodbye. Thank you, Kelly.
Aw, thank you, Mickey. You're the best.
This is the last stop on this train. Everyone, please leave the train. Thank you for riding with MTA New York City Transit.